Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday the 11th of July. The general synopsis at 1800, low, South Fitzroy 1015, losing its identity, high, Irish Sea 1024, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cira, variable 2 to 4 becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 in north at Cira. Drizzle at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Cira, northwesterly 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 in Cromarty and Forth. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dogger, variable 2 to 4, showers at first, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest 3 to 5. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, variable becoming east or northeast later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in south. Thundery showers later in south, moderate or good. Trafalgar, cyclonic in far north, otherwise northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast. Showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, showers in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 4 or less. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally variable 3 in southeast Malin. Occasional rain or drizzle, except in Malin. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, cyclonic, mainly south 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in southeast Fair Isle. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 3, mist 5 miles, 1021, now rising. Stornoway, south 4, slight drizzle, 1400 metres, 1018, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, rain 300 metres, 1019, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 3, 19 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, north 1, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 2, 27 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Boomer, north 2, 9 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Bridlington, east by north 1, 1022, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 1, 5 miles, 1021. St Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west 3, 1021, steady. Jersey, northeast 3, 35 miles, 1021, steady. Channel, light vessel automatic, northwest by north 2, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly automatic, northeast 2, recent fog, 1 mile, 1022, falling slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast 3, 19 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast 1, 11 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valley, east-southeast 1, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 1, 6 miles, 1022, steady. Valencia, south-southeast 2, 16 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 1, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by west 1, 9 miles, 1021, now falling. Macrahanish automatic, southeast 3, more than 38 miles, 1021, falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday. The general situation, a fresh to strong south to southwesterly airflow will continue to affect the far northwest coast of Scotland at first. Elsewhere, an area of high pressure across the United Kingdom will bring mainly light or moderate breezes and a good deal of fair weather, although there will be some fog patches in western and northern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, but 4 to 6 at first near Cape Wrath, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later in east. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 for a time. Fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable mainly southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 for a time. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less until later in west, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 4 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, fog patches in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. Isle of Man, variable, becoming east or southeast later, 3 or less. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 3 or less near Loch Foyle, otherwise south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 near Carlingford Loch. Fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. In North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, but elsewhere variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, south or southwest, backing southeast later, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. BBC Radio 4 joins the World Service in a moment. We're back at 5 a.m. in the morning, but BBC Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, about to get underway over there. Another episode of the radio revival of Dixon of Dock Green. Tonight there's an arrival and a departure on PC Dixon's Nightbeat. Time for my departure now. This is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star, good night.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Beijing and London. Coming up on the programme, tariffs for tariffs. Brazil's President Lula says his country will impose reciprocal 50% tariffs on the US if Donald Trump goes ahead with 50% tariffs on Brazil on August the 1st. But how will all this affect trade between the two, which is already in America's favour? Also today, Kellogg's gets taken over by Ferrero. Do cereal and chocolate mix? And what does it tell us about US breakfast choices? Plus, how are US trade policies going to affect Southeast Asia? Is cash still something to hang on to? And why is Heathrow Airport playing the sounds of an airport back to its customers? That's Business Matters after the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's had very constructive and positive conversations with President Trump about the resumption of military aid to Kyiv. This includes the purchase of Patriot missile systems, which Ukraine urgently needs to protect itself from intensifying Russian attacks. Danny Eberhard reports.
Ukraine has long wanted more Patriot air defence systems. They're essential for combating some of Russia's most dangerous missiles, fired during combination strikes with huge numbers of drones. The US has shown greater willingness to engage amid President Trump's stated disappointment with Russia over the lack of progress towards a ceasefire. But his stance can change in a moment. For Kyiv, talks about key US weapons supplies are good. Actually getting them is better.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's ready to negotiate a permanent end to the war in Gaza once a 60-day ceasefire is agreed. But he said the minimum conditions would include the disarmament of Hamas. Tom Bateman in Washington says Hamas may not be keen to agree to that.
They want to avoid a repeat of what happened during the last ceasefire when hostages were released, Palestinian prisoners released, but then Israel returned to the war in Gaza, returned to its military offensive. And it seems we're at a stalemate on that particular point. And Mr. Netanyahu has added that if they did the 60 days and Hamas didn't disarm, that he would return to war. So that threat of force remains there. And he leaves Washington tonight at the end of 4 days, during which the American president had hoped to be able to announce a breakthrough in these talks. That's what he said last week. He said he thought they'd get an agreement. Clearly, it hasn't happened.
The UN says it's delivered the first fuel consignment to Gaza in 4 months, but warns it falls short of even a single day's demand. The Office of Humanitarian Affairs said the 75,000 litres it managed to bring in from Israel were far below the hundreds of thousands of litres needed daily.